Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union. Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms. Perek Kuf Beis, Chapter 102. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 102 is the Tefillah La'ani. It is a prayer of the poor and the afflicted, the person who is downtrodden and beaten down, in the sense that they were in a certain state and they're no longer in that place and they're suffering from it and they desire to return to a loftier place, describing their current situation and the current pain that they're in and how they got there and what other people are saying to them. But even at the same time, hopeful, with great faith and belief in the future and the impending Geula, and what's to be in the end of days, even if it's not in their own day, but very truthful and holding fast to the idea that it will come and it will be, with the hope and the prayer that it be in their time, but with the expectation and the possibility that it's not. The Malbim writes, in his 3 or 4 line introduction to the chapter, Tfila la'ani hu tfila al bnei ha'gola. It is a prayer on the people of the exile. Mitzayer ish echad min ha'golim. It describes one person of the exiles. O yitzayer kol ha'uma ki ish prati. Or perhaps it describes one nation, the entirety of the nation, in the language of a singular individual. Asher nafsho atufa merov hatzaros, right? His soul is faint from all of the suffering. Vomedes latzeis misoch gufo, and it's ready to leave his body. Vizet tefila li'ani asher yatov. This is the tefila of the poor who is faint. V'terem teitzei nafsho, says the Malbim, before his soul leaves his body, shofech sicho lifnei Hashem. He pours out his words, his complaint, before Hashem, mispalel al hagalus v'hayushua, on the exile and the impending and hopeful salvation. There, in a nutshell, you get the entirety of the Mizmor, in that one introduction. Radak and Sforno, in their introductions, have similar types of ideas as to what's going on. It is talking about Klal Yisrael in the guise of an individual who is suffering. You'll get some very interesting descriptive terminology in the text about different types of birds, about a person who is starving, who can't drink, whose life is like a shadow that is fading. Opposed to that, you'll have a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his ever-enduring grandeur and power. The hope that this tefillah will be heard and recorded for all history, and the hope in the end of days with respect to who will be there and who will not be there, and who will appreciate it, and who will sing, essentially, in the end of days with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's begin. Tefillah ani ki atof l'lifnei Adonai yishpoch sicho. This is the prayer of the afflicted who is faint, but before God he pours out his words, he pours out his complaints. Adonai yishimat tefilasi. Hashem, hear my prayers. V'shavasi eilecha tavo. And let my cries come to you. Allow them to come close to you, to come to in your presence, so that you should be able to hear them. Al taster panecha mimeni biyom tzarli. Don't hide your face from me on my difficult day, my day of distress. Hatei elai aznecha biyom ekra maher aneni. Incline your ear toward me on the day that I call out for you, and answer me speedily. Sforno has a very beautiful image on Hatei Eli Aznecha. What does that mean, incline your ear? Says the Sforno there, Afal pi shelotia tfilasi ru'uya la'alos elecha. Turn your ear to me. Why do you have to bend your ear to me? Because I believe or I understand that perhaps my tefillah does not merit being in your presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So do me a favor and come down a little bit closer to me so that you'll be able to hear it. My tefillah will only go so high. But if you bend down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come closer to me. You bend your ear to me. You'll be able to hear my tefillah and it'll be able to reach you. What is the story here? What is the situation? Please do this for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answer me quickly. Why do you answer me quickly? Ki chalu be'ashan yamai. My days are like smoke. Va'atmosai ki moked nicharu. My bones are like the burnt out hearth, the locale of the fire, the center point of the fire that is most burnt out. So too are my bones. I'm coming apart. I'm breaking down. If you understand the image that it's Klal Yisrael, so you understand the image that they're beaten down, they're downtrodden, they're lost. Huka ka'esev va'yivash libi. I am like beaten down grass. My heart is withered. It's drying up. Ki shachachti me'echol lachmi. Because I've forgotten to eat my bread. The Sforno writes, lachmi derech limud v'hizboninus. I have forgotten how to learn. I have forgotten my learning. I have forgotten what you have taught me. I have forgotten what the Torah has given to me. The notion of Esev, sometimes it's there and then sometimes it's not. Quickly it grows and quickly it dies. Easily stepped upon and easily broken and easily destroyed. That is my heart. This is where I am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikol anchasi, davka atzmi livsari. Right? From my sighing, from my pain, right? My bones stick to my meat. They cleave to my flesh. Why, says the Radak, is that the case? Because the reality of the world is kitzaros ma'abed haguf, says the Radak, essentially. That the tzaros, a person's pain, a person's suffering, can lead them to physically break down. Their emotional, psychological pain, perhaps one would think, would stay emotional and psychological. But the reality of it is that it affects the person through and through into their physical being, into their physical world. All of this is going. So my heart is broken. I don't eat. My bones are like burnt out. My days are like the smoke. And my voice of sighing causes me to become enormously thinned. My bones cleaving to my flesh. Unfortunately, in our day, we know what that image looks like. And then he continues with a new description in terms of his interrelationships or his interactions with other people. So here comes a very beautiful set in the Malbim. Damisi li ke'as midbar. I'm like a pelican in the wilderness. Hayisi kechos charavos. I am like an owl in a wasted land. Shakadati ve'heyekitzipur. I looked into it. Hitbonanti. I watched. I looked into it. Now I'm like a bird. Bodeid al hagag. That is alone upon the rooftops. The Radak explains the idea, the image of the alone on the rooftops, but at least it's a bias, says the Radak. At least there's a house in play. But I'm on the roof because I'm afraid to go inside. I'm afraid of the loneliness that exists in the world. I'm afraid who might be in there, who might be existing. Interestingly, differently, says the Malbim as follows. He says, Trigla damisi leke'as. Initially I was like a pelican. Va'ka'as michiyaso min hadagim. Its lifeblood is from fish. V'tzorich laleches b'chol yom. It has to go every day min hamidbar shehu chonesham el ha'naharos latzun hadagim shu derech rechok. Every day it has to go from the places where it rests out to the rivers to hunt the fish, and it's a great distance. Kein ani shochem b'midbar yos nifred mibnei adam. He says, I too am in the midbar, away from people. And I have to go stealthily into the settlement to request and beg for my parnasa. And then when it got a little bit lessened, and then they permitted me to settle in the settlement. They didn't let me live in the city amongst all the other people, but rather like an owl in the wasted lands and in the wilderness. Owls live alone. They live on the outskirts. Hutzrachti lagur b'charavos, shelifnei ha'arim nifrad min ha'ir. I cannot be part of everybody. I cannot be part of the community. Shokadati v'acharkach aydish shkeidavi yistadus rav. I worked. I toiled. I looked into the matter. Hu kalgam gezerozo. It became easy for me as well, that one. She'uchal lagur b'ir v'lo b'bayis. I could live in the city and not in the house. Raketzibor bodeid al gag. Ken hutzrachti lagur alpinos ha'gagos b'bididus. So he says, and this is also an image that we are aware of, sort of the ghetto lifestyle. First, you're separated out completely. Then, by virtue of a success or over time, you come closer, but still separated, and then even closer, but still separated. It's not an enjoyable existence. And even then, kol hayom cherfuni oivai in verse 9. All of my days, all of the days, my enemies taunt me. Maholalai, right, Rashi says, Hamitz lo tzitzim, those who mock me, binish ba'u. They curse at me. I'm not a person. I'm not a person that should have pity on. I am someone to be mocked, to be made fun of. I'm somebody out on the streets. The way the Malbim writes, lo yisi b'neiam ki ish mach ovos shemerachem malav. Va'al kol panim ein mecharfino so. Ki chol hayom cherfuni avai, al ki shikuyai bebechi masakti, shebachisi tamid al hachurban. I'm always crying on the destruction. Vezos charolahem. So that bothers them. Vecherfuni ba'avurzeh. So they mock me because of it. Moholai binishbao ki efer kalechem machalti mipnei harav. They make fun of me because I have no food. I have nothing to eat. This is what I am, so they mock me. Ki efer kalechem machalti in verse 10. Right? I ate ash like bread. V'shikuvai b'chim masachti. And my drink, says Mitzudas Tzion, shikuvai is from Lashon of Mashka. I have intermingled it and mixed it with tears. So they mock me. They make fun of me. Mibnei zamecha v'kitzbecha kinesanani v'atashlicheini. I know why this has happened to me. I know why I'm in this situation. Kadosh Baruch Hu, your wrath and your anger, you took me up, and now you've thrown me down. You raised me. You brought me up to the highest places. Nisatani, you carried me. And now you've thrown me, as the language of the Malbim, Hishvachta osi mi'agurama labira amiksa. You've taken me up from the highest to the high, to the lowest to the low. I understand that. Yamai kitzel natui, vanika eser hivash. Again, my days are like the lengthening shadow that's coming close to an end. It's not a good thing. And I'm like the withered grass. Now, we have seen withered grass before, and we've seen it in terms of a description of Rishoyim. We understand why. Because the language, the idea of grass is downtrodden. It comes up when it can. It withers when it does. It only sustains itself in a certain manner. I'm like the grass. I am like a lengthening shadow. Lengthening shadow means a shadow that's getting longer, means the day is getting closer to its end. It begins to darken, it begins to disappear. As Rashi says, the day really is coming to a close. That's the image of that. That's me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first 12 verses are about me and my situation and my desire that you listen to me and my understanding as to why I am where I am. Ve'ata Adonai le'olam teshev, ve'zichrucha ledor vador. But as opposed to me, the vav there at the beginning of 13, ve'ata, but you are forever. You will be the king on the throne for all time. And your name for all generations, will be out there. Malbim writes, what does that mean, zichrucha? All of your actions, all of your doing that go out from you, that emanate from you, those will be remembered for all. Even though they're done at a certain time, they're not other like other things that are time bound and that cease. They are for all generations. Tirachem Tzion, you, Hashem, will arise, and you will have compassion on Klal Yisrael. Ki eis lechanana, for the time will come, the time to be gracious for her has come. Ki vamoed, for the appointed time is here. Those are three possible instances. Says the Malbim, what are they? So he says, Tirachem Tzion, just like the Sforno says, when Lemaisa, they're not worthy. You have rachamim on them, they're not worthy. Ki eis lechanina is a different one. Ki eis lechanina is the idea when it's an eis ratzon. They need it, right? They may not be worthy, but not only that they're not worthy, they need it. It has to happen now. It's a swift Yeshua. And then there's the possibility of kiva moed. Be'eis ratzon anisicha b'yom Yeshua zarticha, as it says in Yeshayahu. The time will come, the zman haketz, the end of the time, when it's supposed to be, v'ito b'zmano, in the end of the days. But I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will happen, even if I am not there, that will happen. Ki ratzu avodecha es avoneha, ves afara yichonenu. Because the servants, they desire your stones, and the dust of the land, they love. Rashi has a beautiful image there, quoting the idea of the Tesvav, that as follows. Ahavu afes avoneh v'asafara, they love the stones and the dust. Umidrash Agadah Rashi says kishiyotza Yechaniya v'galuso, when Yechaniya Hamelech left and went into exile with his people, nasu imahem mi'avni Yerushalayim, they took with them stones from Yerushalayim v'afara and from its dust. Why? Liv nos lahem sham be'bavel beis haknesses, so that when they got to Bavel, they would have the stones to build the Beis HaKnesses. There was a reminder of what they had. They had to take it with them. It had to come with them. That will happen because our people, they love the land. They love it. V'yiru ha-goyim es shem Adonai. The goyim will then see the name, will see Hashem. V'chol ha-malchei ha-aretz es kivodo. When that time comes, and you do that for the people who love you, then the nations of the world will see all that your glory and all of your greatness. Kivano Adonai Tzion nira bichvodo. When Hashem will build up Tzion, then He will appear in His glory. Then it'll all be known to all those. When it's rebuilt and it's seen, they will all know it. So now in Yud Ches, The author turns back. David HaMelech turns back as the exiled or the poor person or the afflicted individual. He turns and speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering the tefillos of these types of people. Pano el tefillas ha'arar. When you have answered the call of the destitute, ha'arar can be viewed as Bnei Yisrael. Velo bazan es tefilasam, and you did not despise, you did not spurn their prayers. Tikasiv zos ador acharon, write it down amongst all of the other tefilos for all generations. Va'am nivra yehalil yah, and then the worthy generation, we could say. The different commentaries have different understandings. Bnei Yisrael, the new generation, the children of the generation of the Geula, they will have it written down. It will be them for a legacy, and they will then praise Hashem for all that. Ki hishkif mimrom kadsho, Adonai mishamayim el aretz hibit. Hashem looks down from on high. He looks down from His holy seat, from His holy place, and He hears the call, and He sees the suffering and the pain, right? And He's aware, Lishmoa enkas asir, says verse Chof Aleph. He hears the groaning, the pained call of a prisoner, Bnei Yisrael. Lifateach Bnei Simusa. Right? To open it up for those who are appointed towards death. Hashem, He hears it. So He says the Malbim, Shemitzayim Shechinas Uzo Bekodesh Lamalamin HaMerechas, Hashem, holier is above it. But Misham Yashgiach v'Shomei Tefillah. From there He reigns, and from there He shines down His providence, and He hears the tefillos, and He works their glory, and He works their geula in the coming days. In the end of the days, when it happens, we'll be able to speak in Sion of the name of God, and we'll be able to offer praises in Yerushalayim, because the place will be built, the Geula will have come, the nations will understand. In Chav Gimel 23, when the nations gather, the universal nature of the service of Hashem, which we mentioned numerous times, which is not simply one-time idea, but the nations of the world coming in service and worship of our God. Me, I am weakened. I am without strength. I am broken down. My days are numbered. My days are short. Omar Eli, I will say, Al taleini b'chatzi yamai, b'dor darim shenosecha. Don't let this come in the midst of my days. Don't let me miss this. Let me be part of this. I know I'm afflicted. I know I'm suffering. I know I don't have the strength. I know I don't have the days. I am but one person in amongst the generations. But please, Yekadosh Baruch Hu, don't take me in the middle of my days. Let me see this. The heavens and the earth, you have created. You have brought them into being. They may go away, but you will last. 27. They are all like garments that become old. They will break down. They'll be like another cloak that you turn on, take on, and you take off. But you, the self-same, you haven't changed, and you will have no end. And then, the children of Hashem's servants, they shall dwell in your presence. They shall dwell securely, right? And their seed and their children, they will be established before thee. They will have all that is and all that is to be in the Geula Asida, in the end of the days. Right? There won't be like yesterday's fad clothing article that comes and goes. It's forever. You're eternal. The world is eternal. And your people should be there with you. And let me be one amongst them. So you have this progression. My tefillah, my suffering, my pain, my situation. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are eternal. You don't break down. You're always there. You'll always be there. The Geula is coming. I believe firmly. I'm not sure I'm going to be there. I'm not sure. But please don't let me not be there. Let me pray. Let me ask. You hear the tefillos of the weak and the afflicted. You listen to them. You store them away if you're not going to answer them immediately. I believe that and I have faith in that. But please allow me to participate. And if not me, I know that my children will be able to participate. Tune tomorrow with Kuf Gimel 103.